we continue in worship, we turn towards the scriptures here. We're going to be reading in the Gospel of Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verses 37 through 39. It says, he said to him, after the Pharisee asked, teacher, which is the greatest commandment? Law is the greatest. He said to him, Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. So, going through these books here, I think I actually, what I said on the first week and what I actually are doing are different in that order, but I'm doing think, be, and act. So think was who is God, be is how does God want us to love others, and act is how much of my life does God want? How much of my life does God want? To answer this question, we're looking at the greatest commandment from the Bible. In this passage from Matthew, there were some scribes that came and asked Jesus which commandment comes first, which is the greatest. It was probably meant, as Heather mentioned, to trick Jesus. If Jesus picked only one of the 613 commandments that had been formed, he would leave himself open to a barrage of criticism about well, I thought it was this one, or I thought it was this one, or I thought it was this one. We see that from the Gospel of Mark. There were over a dozen occasions when scribes came to Jesus and opposed Jesus, and they mocked him, and they disputed him, and they conspired against him. So when they ask Jesus and trying to trick Jesus, certainly they will pounce on whatever answer Jesus offers. There wasn't really an answer that Jesus could have given that would satisfy them, but yet he was able to do it. In this case, in Matthew, the scribe immediately kind of backs off when Jesus answers, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. And it's no wonder, because the primary obligation for every good Jew has always been to love God with your heart, with the center of your passion and trust. The primary purpose of a human life. When we're baptized in the name of Jesus and adopted into Christ's promises, we're given the same script to follow. We're given the same promise and way to live with our life as we're claimed by God. And we seek to respond with that love towards God and our neighbors. Our primary responsibility, loving the Lord with all your heart, the inmost of your being, for which we give our heart, deeply affects how we behave and how we act. Bless you. This morning's scripture is a reminder of Christ's call to love God with the entirety of who we are. So when we talk about how much of our life does God want, he desires the entirety of who we are. Our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Many of the religious and philosophical traditions claim that there are three centers of human nature and experience. There's the mind, the body, and the heart. These three centers are constantly at work within us, and we're aware when one is working better than the other, when our mind is giving out, but our body is doing well, when our body's giving out, but our mind is doing well, when our heart's giving out, but our mind's doing well. We've witnessed it in so many of our loved ones' lives and different points. We function differently at different times. Even, you know, there are nights in which our body cannot rest because our mind is spinning. Maybe you've been experiencing that. Maybe you have experienced that you can't rest well because you keep thinking and writing things down. Or there are times our mind never slows to allow our heart to catch up. And so we think and think and think, and we really don't know how we feel. Or it's hard for us to move with energy when our body is tired, even when our heart wants to. There are times when we don't have the capacity to sit and think what is our next best move because our mind won't catch up with our body. And all these centers are moving and weaving. We just try to balance. The Wizard of Oz it's pretty old, 1939. It's not viewed as often as it was. I think there's a musical that was in San Antonio. Maybe it's in Austin now, The Wiz, right? Great musical, great movie. One of the songs from Wizard of Oz is one of Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion. They all have their, if I only had a brain. Sometimes my wife tells me that. It tells me if I only, not me, her me. The Tin Man, if I only had a heart. If I only had courage. And then all throughout, Dorothy is looking for a home. They all tag along with Dorothy, seeking fulfillment, seeking wholeness, seeking something. Like many of us, they felt that they were maybe not complete and they needed something to make them whole. They were out of balance. Like us, they seem to emphasize one part of the personality to the exclusion of the other, but it's only when a person develops a wholeness and a completeness that they truly find themselves and that we're at home with ourselves and with God. So Jesus summed up the greatest thing that we ought to do is love God and love others and do that by loving Him with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that's where we find fulfillment, and that's where we find happiness, and that's where we find more connection to the one that fills us. And I think today, as much as ever, we need to know that the kingdom of God is real and available, not in some Wizard of Oz Pollyanna place, but today, here. We need to see the joy and the possibilities as we express the kingdom at work in us and through us through a God who saves us today. And giving ourselves to that purpose. And it's not easy. Our culture will try to convince us to focus on our own desires. We'll always get pushback when we choose to go against the grain. When Jesus was healing people and performing miracles and meeting the needs and the crowds were following him and gathering around him and coming in bunches, but when Jesus began making statements about giving up your life to save your life, when Jesus started giving up saying statements of what it meant to truly follow him, many decided that they could not do it. At the same time, that's happens to us today as well. We get sidetracked. We get distracted. Squirrel. We get drained. When we get drained, we start doing things that we wouldn't normally think to do. We get satisfied to do what's quick and easy and cheap. We settle. C.S. Lewis once wrote that we're far too easily satisfied. We're like a child who turns down an invitation for a day at the beach and choose instead to sit in a slum alley making mud pies just because we can't imagine a much better day at the shore. What could be better than making mud pies? We only knew all that God was desiring. Maybe the kingdom is here. Maybe it's like that. It's real. It's in front of us, and we've been shown it if we'll only follow. The kingdom of God is at hand. An exciting, hopeful, joyful kingdom is available to experience not only when we get to heaven, but heaven on earth. As we love God and love others with all of who we are. It's now our duty to share the good news of Jesus for those who will one day be here in the sanctuary 50, 60, 70 years from now. And we do that by starting today, by regular acts of love, by allowing it to become our natural extension of who we are in Christ. Who is God? How does God call us to love? And how much of our lives does God desire? Let us pray. God, as we seek to think like you and be like you and act like you, Lord, we give you thanks for the ways in which you're at work in our life. We thank you for calling us by name and claiming us as your own, by showing us how to love and to be love and to act love in the world. So, Lord, in those moments in which we are distracted or just challenged or tired, or where our heart or mind or body feels that it's struggling, Lord, may we lean upon you to give us all that we need and continue to do what we can as you work through us as your vessels and channels. God, we thank you for your example through Jesus. May we seek to follow that example, be that example, to share that example. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.